This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. India tomorrow will spend what by American standards is a relatively cheap $72 million to try its hand at interplanetary exploration. The BBC's Rahul Tandon is in Calcutta and has been following this morning. Rahul?
Good morning, David.
So start with helping me with the word, what is it, Mangalyaan or something?
Very good, very good. It basically means Mars spacecraft, and it's there for scientific purposes, but I think it's also there for morale and for the Indians to say to China, hey, we can do it. Doesn't look like you can.
It's not just keeping up with the Chinese, but perhaps what the British would call gazumping, going around past them.
We talk a lot about the next century being the one for the Chinese and the Indians, and the space race, I think, is an important part of that. But there are many people here in India who say, in a country with such high levels of malnutrition, with such poor levels of infrastructure, half the population not having access to toilets, should India really be involved in such a race at all?
But the Indian government is going to try to do this at a bargain price.
It's not as expensive, I think, as some other space missions that we see taking place across the world, but it's still going to cost around $70 million. And I think the key for the Indians when it begins tomorrow is to make sure that it actually works. It's great to be involved in a space race when you get it right. If it goes wrong, and there's a very small window of opportunity where the craft has to take off, otherwise it could be a 1 or 2 month delay with the world's eyes watching upon you. So some fingers being crossed that it does go right.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon in Calcutta. Thank you.
Thank you, David.